Hello, this is the Bartwell Road Center podcast, episode 121, 13th of November, the podcast for English language students by English language students at St. Clair's, Oxford.
Hi, my name is Mickey.
And my name is Estelle.
We are students at St. Clair's, Oxford. In this show, you are going to hear students from Geography class talk about their countries and cities.
This is Anna from Spain.
Hello, Anna.
Hello.
Hello, Anna.
Hello, Miki.
Anna, which city are you from?
I'm from Asturias in Spain.
Mm-hmm. How far is your country from England?
2 hours, more or less, by plane.
Okay.
Oh, very good. Do you know what the population of your country is, more or less?
The population in my country is narrow. 46 million.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Is it easy for people to buy a house in your country?
No, it's very difficult to buy a house in Spain because it's very expensive than a few years ago. In my country now there are a lot of people unemployed and the younger people can't buy a house.
Mm-hmm. But if the people, they got married, what is the accommodation of yours? Live together with their parents?
Yes, the young people, yes. And it's very expensive. Live alone.
Are restaurants more expensive or cheaper than England?
I don't usually go to eat at the restaurant because my host mother cooking very well. But I think that it's more expensive in England than in my country.
You are lucky.
Yes.
What is the thing that you miss most from your country?
Of course, my family, my boyfriend, and of course, the food.
Yes, okay. Me too. If I go to your country, do you have any recommendations for places I must see or visit?
Yes. If you go to my country, you must visit my city, Asturias.
Yes, of course.
And you must see the lakes of Covadonga, called Ercina and Enol, are very beautiful.
Yeah. What is your country's traditional food for visitors? Traditional food? But for visitors?
Paella is paella, traditional food.
How do you say happy birthday in your language?
Feliz cumpleaños.
Okay.
The last question. How do people spend the weekend in your country?
The most of young people spend time in the pub, dancing and speaking with the friends, and doing exercise too, or sometimes traveling to visit the family if the family life far.
Gathering,
yes.
Together, maybe feel family together.
Yes, and
that's
very fun. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Anna.
You're welcome. Thank you, Estelle. Thank you, Miki. See you.
This is Gabriella from Italy. Which city are you from?
I'm from Naples in the south of Italy, on the sea.
How far is your country from England?
Maybe 2-3 hours by plane.
Very good.
Yes. Okay. It's not far.
Yes.
Do you know what the population of your country is?
Maybe about 60, 61 million of habitants. Many people.
Is it easy for people to buy a house in your country?
In this period, not so much because there are many people that haven't worked and there are crises in all the Europe. Mostly in Italy, and young people not have they have a periodic, temporary work, not a long time, so you can't buy a house because you don't have much money.
I heard from news.
Not good news.
What is your favorite national dish?
My favorite, I came from Naples, and Naples born the pizza, so for me it's, I love pizza, yeah, but Naples pizza, only the Naples pizza, not the Italy pizza, because it's not the same.
There are different kinds of pizza?
Yeah.
What is the difference?
Because in Naples we cook the pizza into the wood wave, not in electrical wave, so it's very different, the tasting and the soft of the pasta of the pizza. Yeah, it's very different. But also, I love pasta so much.
Yeah, me too. I love Italian pasta very much. Yes, it's very delicious.
Thank you.
Can you tell me about your language? How similar is it to English? Is it difficult for you to learn English?
It's not difficult because many words are similar, but there are false friends. We call it false friend because they are the same word but not the same meaning for some word. But for the other one, it's quite simple. Mm-hmm. Maybe many times I try to say a word in English by Italian word, and maybe it's correct, maybe no, but I try.
How do you say bye-bye in your language?
Ciao ciao.
Oh, ciao ciao.
Ciao ciao. Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Can you give any examples of superstitions in your country?
Yeah, in my country there are many examples of superstition. For example, if you are in 13 at the table to eat, it's not good. Many people put on the table maybe another place for a cat or a dog because it's not good. Maybe for the religious things, for Christ, the last dinner of Christ, maybe it's for this reason. Or black cat. Yeah. When the black cat across the road, nobody wants to go on, straight on and waiting for another people that go. Yeah. Because the first people that pass where the cat, black cat across is not lucky, is unlucky.
It's different than England.
Yeah, I don't know England.
Yes. But do you believe it?
No, of course not. I love black cat. Yeah. I love it. I have black cat.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
What is the thing that you miss most from your country?
The first is my boyfriend. And he listens.
About food?
No, the second is the sun. Because here, not today, but here there isn't sun. No, not many days. Always cloudy and windy. I hate this weather. But in Italy it's so good. Now there are 15 degrees with a hot sun, and I love sun. And then, yes, also the food. Because here is not bad, but they always eat potatoes.
Every day. Last question. Who is the leader of your country? Do you support him or?
Yeah, now, is a little difficult answer to this question because the leader is a technical leader. Called Monti, because the last leader said resigned,
but not retired.
Yes, retired. Yes, retired. And now, because now in economy, the economic, economical of Italy is very, very bad. Yes. And he searched to find the, something good for the Italy, because for the last year, the next year, too bad than this year. So it's not good for financial and economical things of my country.
Okay.
But I support this leader because he's a professor of a very big university in Italy and so famous. It's very good.
Okay.
This is Mickey from Hong Kong.
Hi,
Mickey. Which city are you from, Mickey?
My city is Hong Kong. Yeah.
Yes. And how far is your country from England?
Oh, this is terrible. 12 hours. For me, it's very, very fast.
Very fast. Do you know what the population of your country is?
I think 7 million.
Wow.
Yeah, up to date. Yeah.
Is it easy for people to buy a house in your country?
That's the most difficult for me. It's very, very expensive because the China rich people coming to Hong Kong to buy the luxury house. Explain to middle house and lower house, it rise in these few years. Mm-hmm. It's very worst problem in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm. What are some traditional dishes in your country?
Maybe rice, Chinese soup, and dim sum. It's very popular in Hong Kong. It's very good taste for me.
You like this thing?
Yes, I like so much.
Can you give any examples of superstitions in your country?
Maybe Black Friday. If the month 13th of Friday, this is not lucky.
Yeah.
And maybe number, the lucky number is 8. It's a lucky number. But also 14 is the very bad number.
14?
14. Because the building all is without 14, 40. It's not, it's cut already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. Can you tell me about your language? How similar is it to English?
Yes, okay. The language is very different in different country.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes it's different. Also, it's a little bit different from China.
The writing.
Yeah, the writing maybe the same, but because Chinese language separate to Chinese is simple language. But Hong Kong or near Hong Kong or Macau, do you know this place?
No.
It's a traditional language.
If you want to say some word in your language.
Oh, maybe happy birthday.
Okay.
That means 生日快乐.
Very different.
Yes, more different.
If I go to your country, do you have any recommendations for places I must see or visit?
Yes, if you go to my country, you can ask me. I will bring you go to Ocean Park.
Uh-huh.
It's for more animals you can see.
Wild animals?
Ocean animals and the wild animals. More machine, this very exciting machine, you can play it. It's okay. Very, very good
okay.
place.
Thank you. And the last, how do people spend the weekend in your country?
Usually we will going to go out to have lunch or dinner and shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you, Esther. Thanks for listening. For more information or to leave a comment or a question about the show, please check our show notes at bartwellroad.podomatic.com.